WRP World Radio Paris, marking World AIDS Day 2014. Urban States, Episode 10. Stay Negative, the Toolkit for HIV Prevention. Coming up.
Sooner or later, you start having less partners, you start using condoms more, and want to take less risk. I explain what PrEP is. It stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. Prophylaxis means to prevent something from happening. We're seeking awareness for people to realize that we can end the AIDS epidemic with information.
The Paris arm of the activist group ACT UP is campaigning in the French capital with the message, which is simply, stay negative. They're saying we've got the tools to help stop HIV, so let's use them more and use them better. Tom Craig works to modify and develop ways ACT UP Paris can keep communities informed about AIDS and HIV treatment and prevention strategies, and has been doing this as a founding member of the Paris group since the mid-1980s. In English, they have a new campaign and it's called Zero HIV conversions.
Zero new contaminations as possible is what it is in French. We don't use the same word in English because it's a word that people find offensive. Because I said it by mistake to someone, they said, no, don't say contaminations. So this is what we say in French, HIV conversions.
So there are five things in this HIV prevention toolkit. First is wearing a condom. That's the first and gravest of importance. Wear a condom consistently and correctly. Tool one. Also, tool two, go get tested. Get tested regularly. That's tool two. And the third in the toolkit is a rapid post-exposure tool, commonly called PEP, to be used if there's been a high risk of being exposed. That's tool three.
In France, if you don't go to your doctor and say you want to have these tests, people don't know that their doctor is not going to suggest that they should be tested. Up to the patient to ask to be tested. It's very important to know where you are. If you've been exposed to any diseases, AIDS or sexually transmitted diseases, the only way to know that is to be tested. The easiest thing to do for gay people is to go to the sexual health clinic, the 190 Center, which is organized by the CDIN for service. When you go there, they will just give you a sexual health checkup, which means that they will take your blood and they'll test you for everything. And then that's what you should be doing on a regular basis. Being tested is very important. Being aware of having to be tested is very important to do.
Positive tested people can also use the HIV prevention toolkit. This is tool 4, TASP, treatment as prevention. By adhering to treatment routines, this effectively reduces the virus to undetectable levels. But it's tool 5 that is most debated, PrEP, which is a relatively new addition to the HIV prevention toolkit. It's a small blue pill called Truvada.
The Truvada that I have in my hand now is been developed. It's been on the market for 20 years. They've been following this for a long time. 2017 is going to lose its license, which means it's going to become a generic drug, so the price will drop.
Truvada is currently prescribed as a combination therapy for those who've tested positive, and it reduces HIV to undetectable levels. In its trial as a HIV prevention tool, it's received mixed reactions. So how does PrEP, the drug called Truvada, fit in a modern HIV prevention toolkit?
It's a light HIV viral drug because it doesn't have very strong or very many side effects, and actually the side effects for HIV negative people taking the PrEP trials is only about 5%. When it's taken by HIV positive people, it's different because they're not just taking Truvada, they're taking it with another drug. And those other drugs get very different side effects than Truvada does. Truvada doesn't have very many side effects. I have to make the difference between preventive medicine and treatment medicine. I just read an article about ONU-CEDA, who had a financial study which showed that for every dollar or for every euro spent on prevention, it prevents something like $12 or 12 euros for treatment. It is much cheaper for people to be taking the Truvada than to take the tritherapy, which is three medications, which is equivalent cost of 70,000 euros a year for each person who's HIV positive, if they become seropositive, HIV positive, for the rest of their life. The treatment's free. It doesn't cost them that, but it costs the government that. So we're saying if you look at the cost of what prevention is, and PrEP in particular, it's like one-tenth the cost of treatment.
Current figures released by the French AIDS Research Agency state 6,000 transmissions of HIV every year in France, showing a significant increase in at-risk groups identified as gay men and MSM. That's men who have sex with men.
We know this information is not being released in the media, so it's up to us to do it. we're not that numerous. We're not a million people. You know, it's only a couple thousands of people. So it's in my mind, it's doable to approach people in the field and to talk with people. That's the most effective way of reaching them, gay and trans people. We go to the health clinics that are anonymous and free. They're called CDAG. You can find them on the internet. There are 5 or 6 of them in Paris. They do free testing, and you don't have to give them an identification.
ACT UP's campaign is a response to a statement released in October by the ANRS, the French AIDS Research Agency, in a control study to test Truvada's effectiveness for use by HIV-negative people. They say, taken at the time of sexual intercourse, it will effectively reduce the risk of infection. And as common wisdom would have it, in the way that a condom makes a physical shield between partners, the study of the PrEP drug Truvada tests how effectively it is at building an organic shield to ward off infection.
The idea has already been trialed and tested and shows that it works very effectively. And in this particular case, we take 2 pills at least 2 to 24 hours before having sex, and 1 pill each 24 hours after for 2 days.